Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the home of the game. And these guys, Toucher and Rich, on Boston's home for sports, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
What the hell was that?
Oh, we have Aqib Talib. You want to play the intro?
Aqib Talib, his second return for a touchdown this season.
Oh, we have a fight on the other side.
He took that gold chain and ripped it off his neck.
Oh, that's my dog.
Oh, yeah, baby. This is sponsored by DN Van Lines. It is Aqib Talib. You know him. He's the best cornerback of all time. He is on the Mount Rushmore of defensive players in the NFL. You ever play Madden, Aqib?
I do. With the kids sometimes.
Yeah, I play with my son. Do you play the game where like you play against other people and they give you like a draft pick and you play like one, you get one possession?
Nah, never played that mode.
Okay, because it's fun. But you're not on it. You got to get in there. You got to get in. Because there's some random dudes on it, too. Like Patrick Willis, his rookie year. And there's, like, all kinds of shenanigans. I need Aqib Talib. There's the... Yeah, there's DJ Khaled and this stuff. I don't care for that. I want Aqib Talib. I want to play with you.
You gotta send an email or something.
Well, I'm good. I'm starting a writing campaign. Don't worry about it. It's going to happen sooner or later. But do you get pissed off about your Madden rating? Like, that's something that I would be interested in if I was a player.
Nah, I respect it, man. They got a job to do. They do their job.
All right.
Usually, when your rating is low, it's because they being harder on guys and everybody rating is lower. So,
all right.
it goes hand in hand.
Who do they favor the most in your experience? Are there people that you're just like, oh, they're obviously a fan of the team?
The Cowboys. They show the Cowboys a lot of love. Like, the Cowboys team rating will always be a little bit higher. I'm like, they didn't even go to the playoffs yesterday. How is that 90 on the game?
Not this year.
Yeah, that's a whole disaster in Dallas, huh?
I want to say maybe for this season. Yeah, a disaster for this season. But I think they'd be good, though, man. They got a bunch of injuries. They got a young team, so I think they'd be fine.
Let me ask you about that, Aqib, because something happened this week with Dallas. I mean, things have already been bad. But then Andy Dalton gets out there, and I think it was Bostic who ended up hitting him and ended up not getting fined, but I think we all agree that was a pretty bad hit. What did you think about nobody on Dallas coming to get in Bostic's face or doing anything to defend Andy Dalton after that hit?
I mean, that show you what kind of team you got, man. It's not a team right now. It's a lot of individual guys playing football together, and your record reflect that.
And have you ever been on a team where you've seen guys not stick up for each other? And I mean, is that a message they were trying to send to Dalton, or is that just because of the entire culture of the team itself?
Yeah, I think it's just the team. If they was a super close, a real tight-knit team, then it would have happened naturally. He would have hit him, then somebody would have came and pushed him, or you know what I'm saying? It's evident they're not really a team, man. Guys get off work and everybody go their separate ways.
What do you hear about Jerry Jones as an owner from players?
I haven't really heard anything, Alex. I got Cowboy friends, but I can't recall a Jerry Jones conversation between me and my Cowboy friends.
I have Cowboy friends, too. They're buckaroos. They're stallionaires.
Because there were players that spoke out during this offseason about Jerry Jones and his character. They questioned his character. Have you heard anything about that?
I haven't, man. I hear all good stuff about Jerry Jones from, you know, outside looking in. But like I said, I haven't had any Jerry Jones conversations with any of my Cowboys.
Okay. And there was no team that you would dread playing for, right? If they gave you a pay, or were there teams that you were just like, man, I don't even care what kind of money they gave me. I don't think I'd want to play for that franchise.
Anyway, and the money talks. So it depends on the situation. But I think if the money right, I could see myself playing just about anywhere.
So you think Trevor Lawrence is going to come out even if the Jets have the first pick in the draft?
I mean, we've seen quarterbacks do it before. You know, we've seen quarterbacks.
Yeah, to the Jets.
So we don't know. But I think the type of player Trevor Lawrence is, he thinks he's the difference maker. That's really the type of player I am, too.
Yeah.
I went to Kansas. I chose to go to Kansas because I'm like, when I get there, we'll be all right. I'll make sure we're good, and we'll play against all the other good teams, and then I'll make sure I'm seen, and I go to the league like that. So,
thank you for saying that, because that bothers me, and I say that all the time, and that bothers me in basketball, too, is because there was a time where if you were an elite player and you were the man, you went to a team and say they paid you, like you're getting paid, right? So money is not the issue, and you're getting paid. Why? Like, what is the, like? Yeah, you make the team better. You know, you're the guy. You're part of this. You're part of the solution. Thank you for saying that. You're the first athlete I've heard say that out loud in all these years that have said, "Yeah, I'm going to be the guy. I'm going to go there and be the guy. I'm going to be the difference."
I really feel like that. I mean, you could check my rundown. My high school team ain't never been to the playoffs in 30 years. My 11th grade year, we was tied for third, no playoffs. My senior year, we went to the playoffs the first time in 30 years. I went to Kansas. They was Kansas. By the time I was up, the starter, captain on the team, we was in the Orange Bowl. You know what I'm saying? Just all the teams that I played football for in the past, we touched success at some point. So I always felt like I'm the one who make the team good, and I could be one of the guys who make the team good. So this is how I go about it.
So when you see guys who chase, and your career is what it is. I mean, you moved around, but, you know, that was money and circumstance. When you see guys that chase rings, are you kind of shaking your head a little bit? Like, you know, does it make it a little less?
Do you lose a little respect?
Yeah, you lose a little respect for him.
I mean, nah, because, hell, I chased the ring. I mean, I had a chance to go here, or I can go here, or let me pick. I'm gonna pick the team who's more likely to win the ring. So I think everybody do it. It's part of the game. We're supposed to chase rings. We're trying to win. You know, you ain't going to sign up to just go play for a bad team. But if you have to go play for that bad team, then you got to be all in on making that bad team a good team.
All right. Well, speaking of bad teams, the Patriots right now are playing like a very bad team. And watching Cam Newton play and watching this offense, what do you think is going on? The first couple of weeks, it seemed like you might have something here. But the last couple of weeks have been an absolute disaster. What are you seeing when you watch the Patriots play?
I don't see a team. I don't see a guys who friends, guys who hang out. And I think it's probably due to the COVID situation. They missed, 2 weeks in the building together, and then they had to come out and just play a game. It's super hard to do that. You can't. It's close to impossible. I don't know how Tennessee did it. I think they did it on energy alone, but it's super tough to get that done, man. So I just see a group who hasn't had a lot of work together.
But there's been other teams that's happened with, and they're winning, like Tennessee. I mean, Tennessee, you know, they were in an even worse situation than the Patriots, and they came out, and they're playing hard. They're playing for each other, and this is a team that usually prides itself on that. A Bill Belichick-led team always seems to be ready to go, always seems to have the right mindset and be prepared. That's why, doesn't this seem just even more odd than it should be this year with this team?
But the Patriots is almost like a new team now. if it was Tom Brady and the guys who knew exactly what each other was doing, he could throw the ball with his eyes closed. He knew exactly where Edelman and Gronk was going to be. Then you can get that done. Like the Titans, they went to the AFC Championship last year, and they got the same team. They got the same team as last year. So those guys already got that camaraderie. They already got that time, and it's already there. But the Patriots, they don't have that. They didn't have all season. They had a short training camp, a brand-new quarterback. I mean, it's a different team, so they need that time.
You know, there's talk about maybe Cam Newton having the yips, that thing that just is in your head. And I think a lot of the evidence that's being used for this is not just the decline in play, but I think we were saying the last 2 weeks, he only threw it to the right side of the field. Was it four times, five times out of like 40-something passes? I mean, it's really an odd situation he's in. Have you ever heard of a quarterback, like have you ever witnessed any kind of a skill player just getting the yips and losing some sort of nerve or ability on the field mentally?
I mean, yeah, you see it. You see it happen. I mean, that's why everybody is not a star. You see some guys who was great in college, they come and maybe they have a few plays in the league and then they kind of just go away, man. Guys get in their own head. You hear people say it's 90% mental and 10% physical, or some people 50% mental and 50% physical or whatever. You know what I'm saying? It's a true story, man. Guys get in their own head all the time.
How tough is it to get back from that, from the people that you knew?
Some do, some don't. I've seen guys shake back from it, and I've seen guys not shake back from it. So some do, some don't.
Akeem, do you think Josh McDaniels could be a good NFL coach now? Head coach.
I do. I think if he got with the right quarterback and he did his thing, he did his part. His part is running offense. I think if he did his part and he had the right glue guys around him, I think it's possible.
It's possible, but that doesn't sound like a resounding. I mean, that doesn't exactly jump off the page. I mean, you're saying in the right situation. If you had a chance, if you had an opening, if you bought a team, which you have the finances to do, well, we all know that. But if you bought a team. Would Josh McDaniels be one of your top choices as a head coach?
He'd be one of my top choices as an offensive coordinator.
All right. There you go.
All right. Well, I guess the point is, you know, when we talked to you a couple weeks ago about Vance Joseph and how he didn't command the room, do you think Josh McDaniels can enter a room and keep people from clearing their throats and, you know, throwing things around and, you know, talking out of turn? Do you think he can walk into a room and do that?
I mean, he's done it before. He led a team to the playoffs in Denver. And like I said, it was the circumstances. He had a quarterback where he drew up a playbook for him, and that quarterback was playing good and the momentum was there. So if the momentum is there, the camaraderie get there, and guys is happy when you win games, and man, it's a momentum game. So them guys respected him. They respected him enough to, you know, win 9-10 games, go to the playoffs. So he's done it before, man. But if it was my team, I'd go with more of a known leader. I'd go with more of a vocal, known leader because I think that's super important. When you come to the head coach, you just got to be able to lead the guys. You got to have them believing in, you know, whatever you're preaching. So, me personally, I would go with a little more known leader.
McDaniel's got that high-ass voice, too, that can't garner much respect. Every time you hear audio of him yelling at Brady, he's like, hey, all right.
So there was a stat that came out, and we've all been watching Stephon Gilmore, and he hasn't had the type of year that he had last year. I mean, he's definitely it's not playing like the defensive player of the year this season. As a matter of fact, John, what was the stat that we saw yesterday? Like, he's
his
statistically
passer rating,
the fourth worst.
Yeah. Statistically, he is giving up the fourth worst passer rating of any cornerback in football that has played half the snaps or better.
Why is that, in your opinion? What's going on with Stephon Gilmore, Akeem?
I mean, well, first of all, it's he's not playing bad. He's not playing like the defensive player of the year last year, but
he's statistically playing bad. Yeah, statistically he is.
Nah, statistically, is if he get three balls thrown to him and they catch two, that's a high passer rating. But those, that could be 15 yards. Like, who cares? You could throw three passes my way and catch all three of them. And if I'm guarding Julio Jones and you went 5 for 5 and you got 75 yards, the passer rating is going to say 105 against me. But the coaches is going to say, great job, Key. Your number one receiver has 70 yards. That's perfect. That's all we want to do. So, I mean, passer ratings tell a lot, but they don't tell a lot.
But after after six games, though, being the fourth worst, isn't that enough of a sample size when everyone else in the league is playing good competition as well?
But everybody else in the league is not shadowing around the best guy on the field. And, I mean, ain't no receiver really did nothing to Gilmore except for DK. DK was the only guy who got deep. DK was the only guy who ended up with 100 yards and a touchdown. Besides that, everybody he shadowed has been quiet. So, I mean, 60 yards for a number one receiver is a win to me. If he had 5 catches and 60 yards, that's a win for me. So, I mean, we basing this off passer rating. And as DBs, we don't really care about the passer rating. We care about the guy's numbers at the end of the game. And I think Gilmore doing his job. Now, it's not spectacular like the Defensive Player of the Year last year. That's why if you play the way you played last year, you get a trophy for it. So, I mean, this year I think he's still the top 3 corners in the league right now. I would still pick Gilmore probably first out of every corner in the league right now.
First? You'd pick him first?
I'd pick him first right now. I mean,
if they wanted to trade him, you think they get a first-round pick for him?
Yeah.
Easy.
Wow.
Yeah, somebody's going to take Gilmore for a first-round pick, definitely.
All right. Aqib, on Monday night, October 26, 2018, your Los Angeles Rams played the Chicago Bears. Did you play in that game?
I did.
Do you remember who you checked? And this is just a random game I pulled because you have this vast. Do you remember who you were covering and what they did?
I was on the left side. I ain't following nobody. I just played left corner. So
okay.
A little bit of Robinson, a little bit of Taylor Gabriel. Nothing major. I got a few out routers, something called on me. I think I missed a tackle on Allen Robinson. He almost scored, but he got down to the one. So, but not, it was not too much action for me. A lot of overthrows by Trubisky that game, though.
Come on, stop.
You got to lick your chops when you're going up against Trubisky, don't you? Like, he's a quarterback. You circle say, it's that time.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, it was cold outside, too. We was ready for the overthrows. I think we came out with, like, 3 interceptions. We lost the game, though. Our offense didn't play well, and Jared threw a few interceptions as well. So we still lost that game.
Who do you have the most interceptions against? Which quarterback?
I would say probably Matt Ryan.
Ooh, okay.
Ryan. The most interceptions for touchdowns, Andrew Luck with 2. But I think most interceptions, period, Matt Ryan. I have to say Matt Ryan.
All right.
Did watching that DK Metcalf the chase down this past week as a corner, does that give you nightmares seeing that?
Man, that dude is fast. He is turning into the best receiver in the league, in my opinion. It give you nightmares just to see how fast he can run, man, and how it's a Calvin Johnson sighting over again. So if you see if a DB see a Calvin Johnson, he's definitely gonna have nightmares. So yes.
All right, in 2011, your Tampa Bay Buccaneers lost right. to the Dallas Cowboys on Saturday, December 17th. You lost 31-15. Do you recall that game?
I do. And I tried to play that game. I was coming back from a hamstring. So I think I missed like 3 weeks. And then it was like a night game. It was a night game, right?
Yeah,
it was a night game. And I'm like, man, it's Dallas. You know, I'm from Dallas, man. My people coming to the game. I got to play. I tried to play. I was guarding Dez. I think I was guarding Dez, following Dez. And I made it a half a quarter before that hamstring went out. So I ain't even do too much that game either. I think I left with an injury.
All right, because I'm just pulling random games. They're not anything.
All right,
on Sunday. Okay, I'm trying to. All right, okay. You're Tampa Bay Bucks in 2012. Had a big overtime victory over the Carolina Panthers in Carolina on November 18th. Do you recall that game?
No, I wasn't. I probably wasn't there. Okay. 2012, I got traded to the Patriots, so
okay,
I was only there for the first four games of the season.
Okay, all right, my bad. All right, very good. Well, I'll pull up
a trick question. See that? See how you got a trick question in there?
I did.
It's not bad.
You know, right. You did that on purpose. There. Wow.
No, yeah. I didn't.
Somebody
an idiot.
Lying would have like, yeah, I remember that game. I didn't do too much, but I was like, nah, you wasn't even on the team.
No, I'm an idiot. It's more of that I'm an idiot and didn't look at it correctly. All right. Well, I'll post some more games next week. Well, all right, Aqib Talib.
I remember all of them.
I know you do. Yeah. It's great. All right, Aqib, thanks so much for the time, man. We look forward to talking to you next week.
Thanks, guys. Take care.
All right, appreciate awesome. It. There you go. Aqib Talib. I'll pull up some games next week. I'll have
That's impressive as hell.
Yeah?
It is. That stuff about Gilmore is interesting because, I mean, you know, that's coming from a corner. That's probably someone who has had stats used against him like that, and he's been like, man, you don't know what the hell you're talking about.
And also someone who's probably friends with him. But,
well, that may be the case too. I mean, but I mean, you know, he obviously isn't the guy from last year, and the lack of, you know, scoring and some of the interceptions. I want to take a look again and go kind of break down what that stat means, because once again, I saw it yesterday too. He obviously knows way more about what that statistic actually means. But the fourth worst in the league in any kind of receiving statistic is bad. Like, I don't care what you say. That doesn't look good.
Well, what we know is he's not – listen, I don't – I'm not watching all 22, and I'm not focusing on Gilmore. And, Jesus, the Patriots are hard enough to pay attention to during the games as it is. They're so effing boring. But we know for a fact he's not what he was last year. I mean, that we know.
Yeah, yeah,
and
sure.
And regardless,
said that.
Yeah, stats are stats or whatever. I don't know anything.
We have
about
eyes.
Those.
We know what we're seeing. Right?
Or just you hear his name. I mean, you see Kittle, you know, beat him. You see these things. I mean, you know, you just it is what it is. All right. Do you want to do Feinbaum coming up, or what do you want to do? It's up to you, baby. We have we're not going to do that. We have Rod Manfred. This is not the first time you might think he was drunk, Rich. He kind of bookended the season. We'll have that for you in just a moment.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here, 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Is not your conventional sports radio show.
It's become painfully clear.
Toucher and Rich, 98.5, The Sports Hub.
The Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. We just talked to Aqib Talib, and he didn't seem bullish on Josh McDaniels being a head coach. And Joel, take this phone call because they were kind enough to call. 617-779-0985. We don't get a ton of them. Billy, go ahead, Billy.
Hey, long time listener. I just wanted to call and just correct Aqib Talib. Come on, we all know how that ended with Josh McDaniels in the playoffs. I think it was Kubiak or Del Rio who followed him, but it was not Josh McDaniels who led the Broncos to the playoffs.
No, he went to the playoffs. Didn't he go to the playoffs?
No.
Oh, he did not.
He did not.
Oh.
Remember, he won five in a row. And
six
it was five,
in a row, I think.
Five or six in a row, and then they lost a whole bunch, and then he was awful the next year, and they fired him in the middle of his second year. It was John Fox,
right. John Fox, that was
who
the
was
coach,
the head coach
right.
of Tebow.
That's right. I just wanted to correct him because thank I was you. Like, no way. All right, thank you.
Yeah, because I just remember, the only thing I remember about Josh McDaniels is him spazzing out after they beat the Patriots dressed like Bill Belichick.
In Denver, like pumping his fist and screaming and jumping around. I remember that. Yeah, like
I think that was the sixth win, wasn't it? Like, that was
either five
as
or
high
six.
As he'd be at that
yeah,
point.
Yeah.
And then from there on out, I think they lost six straight after that.
Yeah, but he was in a position, Rich, to be turning down head coaching jobs. That was I mean, give me a break. If you're a Patriot fan, you want him to be your next coach? No. I just hate to see people squander opportunities like that, and it makes me think very less of him. It really does. I mean, he squandered opportunities. Now, listen, he got paid by the Patriots, but if you're a coach, I think you want to be a head coach. I don't think you want to spend your career being an assistant coach. That seems to be the goal. And you get a guy like Scarnecchia who just loves, like, you know, dealing with linemen. He don't want it to be bothered with anything else. But
right, that's his thing.
You were right. It was six in a row, Rich. It was, okay. The Patriots were the fifth straight win. They won in San Diego. They were 6-0, and they finished 8-8.
All right. I've been thinking about Rob Manfred. And by the way, this is Rob Manfred last night, with the man and boy. Here he is. I'll explain to you what I think's going on here. Here we go.
Well, it's a bittersweet night for us. We're glad to be done. I do think it's a great accomplishment for our players to get the season completed. But obviously, we're concerned when any of our players test positive. We learned during the game that Justin was a positive. He was immediately isolated to prevent spread.
All right, here's exactly what happened. Is he probably drank amount of alcohol that normally he'd be able to speak, but his body and mind probably just, as soon as that game was over, just went, and he just was able to relax.
I could see that.
But, however, two seasons ago, Rich, and I have not heard this, but two seasons ago, on opening day, Rob Manfred was on a microphone, and this happened.
You know, the other part of it, you hate to have a team pick up a player for a month and have that decide who wins the World Series. Yeah. So there's a benefit there as well, I think. Well, the Atlantic League is a very high quality of play league, and they're very innovative, open-minded, and it was the perfect place for us to experiment with some ideas that we needed to collect information on. Well, let me say this.
All right. So, I mean, this whole excuse that it was because he was speaking on the field
No.
and you could hear his voice is ludicrous.
No, he got drunk. Good.
I just like the party.
That's right, Bob.
He's got a lot of Bob.
Yeah, Bob. You like to party.
Wish I could find Bob.
Oh, they used the excuse at the end of the audio. All right, here we go. So here is Rob Manfred. Here we go.
Well, let me say this. I would be reluctant to eliminate the National League form of baseball. It's the only place it's played anymore. I can't say never, but I'm not really curious. And that's why I can't say never. But I think more gets made out of the momentum for change than there is in reality.
Well, Myers, we want to thank the commissioner, and we apologize, too. He had such feedback in his headset. The commissioner did a great job. He battled through it.
Okay, well, yes. There you go.
Yep, that is exactly what
that's
happened.
Right. That's the excuse for standing on a big field.
You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory.
Dodgers.
It was the feedback. Yeah. Sure it was.
Which he's never dealt with before, too. Like, that's the best.
I just don't know why we all can't just go, the guy deserves it. Let him get drunk.
Oh, I don't think anyone's criticizing him. I just think it's fantastic.
By making excuses for him, they're not doing him any favors.
That I'll agree with, yes. By saying that, it was a headset issue. No. By the way, everyone keeps saying he's...
I'm Leo. I like partying and having a good time and going to the beach.
I mean, that is exactly what this guy sounds
You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory.
Like, why can't he, come out in the field seriously with a cocktail in his hand? In all honesty, It's a huge celebration. He comes out.
Like, all the kids watching the game, Fred. That's a bad example.
All right. Like, so that's not a real thing. So, but seriously, why couldn't he come out with like a cocktail in his hand?
I'll tell you why.
And a cigar.
I'll tell you why. Because of what happened last night. That's where things got weird. Because at first it was all about a party, but you remember, they had a major announcement just seconds after the game was over, and that was that one of the guys was yanked out of the game for COVID, and
he's
he had
out
to
of
answer
Dodge.
About that.
He's out of Dodge. I
but
mean, he's
that's
out of there.
Why I would. I'm giving you a reason why the commissioner of baseball might want to wait until the broadcast is done.
No.
Because of situations like that.
He should be able to come out with a highball glass in a nice cigar and have someone hold the mic for him and him just be puffing away. Why not? Let him be. He's out of there. Whatever happens with the COVID and all this stuff ain't his problem no more.
Corey Seager, you are awesome. Have a sip.
Yeah.
Justin was a positive. He was immediately isolated to prevent spread.
I had the bottle sterilized, man. Have a pull.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, you know, he's in the middle of a party. Yeah, he should be able to come out there. And by the way, Turner with a Jackaroo last night, too. Under the influence of the
yeah.
You know? So, hey, it came with superpowers. Donnie, go ahead.
Hey, Fred, good to have you back. Guys, what do we think? Was he drinking absinthe or moonshine?
Moonshine.
Absinthe makes you see ghosts.
It's old Patches Manfred over here. He just got off the boxcar. blowing the old mouth harp.
You led the Dodgers to a World Series victory.
Shut up, Milky, and hand me the sardine can.
Hey, man, when are you going to come join us on the train?
It's a right.
Bittersweet night for us.
Old shoe leather. I love them.
Is that Eddie Money?
I can't remember how I managed to do Eddie Money.
He used to sound like this.
Eddie Money, yeah.
That's Eddie Money.
There it is.
Yeah, Manfred, we used to eat tree bark together when we got sick. Oh, that cut. Oh, you need nothing more. I'll pee on it and you'll eat some tree bark.
I got to find an Eddie Money clip if I'm going to get the voice. Yeah, da 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 da. Eddie Money.
Series victory. Justin was a positive. He was immediately isolated to prevent spread.
Oh, good old Eddie Money. Rest in peace, Eddie Money. I sometimes forget that he's not with us anymore.
It's a shame.
It's a shame.
How could you forget it? Yeah, I can't find it.
What, you're just looking for Eddie Money speaking?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, Eddie Money's everywhere. So. Of course, you know, you gave us this. Oh, hang on. That's the wrong one. Here we go. It's almost Christmas time.
Hey, this is the Money Man. Eddie Money, I want to tell everybody, happy Thanksgiving. It's one of my favorite holidays. Everybody have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Christmas is right around the corner. Gotta love that. We got it right here. 97.1, the river.
I'm looking at a calendar. Yeah, look it. Okay, all right. Yeah, yeah, you know, Thanksgiving is gobble, gobble.
That's the best.
Show
like,
prep.
Yeah, that's right.
Someone give me a calendar.
There's turkeys and stuff. We got turkeys. Like, here he's talking about like Christmas.
Now, if you're going to go out to those madhouse malls, everybody, wear your seatbelt and calm down. We got plenty of things on sale. This is Money in the Morning, Eddie Money right here. Selling? Where else, baby? 97.1 The River, Atlantis Classic.
Yeah, I made myself chuckle at the end for no reason. I chuckled when I saw that they were paying me.
All right. We'll be right back. You want to hit this fine bomb stuff or what do you want to do?
Let's do it. Let's do it. It just gets better and better and better.
All right, we got a little fine bomb for you coming right up.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Line MA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
Now, more Toucher and Rich. Toucher and Rich. Toucher and Rich. On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich, and college football season is pumping along with some bumps in the road, as to be expected, but that does not sit well with the audience of Paul Feinbaum, our favorite guy, Paul Feinbaum. He, Rich, has had, he has his callers. Now, Paul Feinbaum is a syndicated show in all the places of the country that you've probably never been.
Yes.
And nor one to go to, but Rich and I have probably been there. But nonetheless, they call in and he lets them talk, and it's a beautiful thing.
Y'all talking
thing.
All that jibber jabber. I don't want to hear all that foolishness from y'all.
All right, okay. It's a beautiful thing, Rich, isn't it?
It is one of the easiest gigs in radio, but he actually, there's an art to it that Feinbaum has been able to master, and that is just open up the phone lines to all of the map dots all over what seems to be SEC and ACC territory and just let people go off. Now, a couple weeks ago we checked in when the whole chaos was going on with the breakout on the Florida team and the game having to be canceled, and Fred, do you have it just
I
as
do.
A... Okay, this is just a refresher as to what we were seeing a couple of weeks ago when somebody called in from who knows where about his favorite Florida Gators team.
It's in Jacksonville. Hey, Brad, go right ahead.
That's a bunch of bull crap about the players and coaches getting test positive and having no symptoms.
Well, where are we talking here?
It's a bunch of bull crap. They should be playing.
Okay, Brad, I'm not sure I understand. What school are we talking about here?
We're talking about the Gators, man.
Okay.
All their fucked up.
So you don't think they should? Well, explain to me what you're saying here. I'm not sure I understand.
I think they should be playing.
Okay.
If they had no symptoms, they should be playing.
You do understand the SEC protocol, don't you?
Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
It's pretty messed up.
Yeah, it is.
So, Brad, you're suggesting that if you have 21 players who are positive for a virus, and whether they're having symptoms or not, or, by the way, that has nothing to do with whether you can shed the virus. You are aware of that, aren't you?
Yeah, the virus is a bunch of bullcrap.
Okay.
So there you go. The Florida, basically, half their team had coronavirus, and the guy wanted them to play.
Right. At one point, he just said, Feinbaum threw all this knowledge at him, and the guy just was silent and went, go Gators.
Yeah. Well, obviously a proud graduate of the University of Florida.
But there are there's really several different types of callers. There's that guy who seems like he just woke up. And then there's this gentleman who called in yesterday. What's he upset about? I'll let you be the judge of that. This is, I believe, a caller named Jerome.
I totally agree. I think if you're a realistic, if you're a realistic Alabama fan, which this next guy isn't.
So much I don't want to talk about Feinbaum, I can damn explode. You know that? Hear me? I might call you 2, 3, 4, 5 times for the day over with. I got a lot of stuff to get out of my damn chest.
Well, go ahead.
Me? You got one caller calling in talking about win, lit, and gonna leave. He ain't going no damn well. Hear me? Y'all
exactly. If I've made that point once, guys, and it's good to hear someone else make the point.
That's a guy?
Whatever it is.
You know what, to be honest, I couldn't describe what this person looks like. If I honestly couldn't. Like,
well,
it's like perplexing to
well,
me.
Well, obviously smart. And I like how you're ducking that he's tackling the issues that you and I have disagreed on.
It's true.
This man is, this human being is got some things to say.
Hear me? I might call you 2, 3, 4, 5 times for the day over with. I got a lot of stuff to get out of my damn chest.
Well, go ahead.
You got one caller calling in talking about win, lit, and gonna leave. He ain't going no damn well. Hear me? Y'all been worried about when he gonna leave since damn 2007.
I mean, and that was the date I circled for you guys, and you looked at me like I had two heads. 2007.
Did the gentleman put down his leather bound books and pipe before he called in? That's the only thing I want to know.
Yes, here on PBS News Hour. Yes. Yes, well, I count Gore Vidal, you'll say. We're here joined by Gore Vidal and Cletus. Gore Vidal, I'll tell you, the structure of this campaign is something that we can't...
Just sit back and say, watch these damn ass whipping.
Well, I'll do the ass whipping.
You got other ladies just call here talking about, well, Waddle, we going to miss Waddle. We ain't going to make damn miss Waddle.
I mean, I'm going to wobba at one point, too.
Somebody said...
The Dima wobba is nuts.
Somebody said this is Hillbilly Chris Tucker.
It is. It's the Friday after lobotomy.
Bless Waddle. Matter of fact, let's just say a prayer for Waddle. God, we just want to say, we just hope you protect Waddle through this injury.
Yeah, God's saying, what? We have a bad reception.
So it said, it's Eddie Murphy meets Gomer Pyle.
Do you think that God's like, huh? Huh? I made you? This is something's wrong with the program. We made a mistake in Alabama. God's on his chair like, yeah, I can't make heads or tails of this crap. Cletus! But you'll notice Feinbaum is not stepping in right away. He's not
saying... That's why he's good at his gig. Yep, he's good at his gig.
He's like, let this guy yibber-yabber.
God, we just want to say, we just hope you protect Waddle through this injury, this fracture or break, and hope he get well and heal. But right now, we ain't got time to worry about him. You hear me? Because they've been telling me about Javon Baker and the rest of all summer long, Feinbaum.
And then God's like, all right, just fix someone's foot. I don't know. He's praying for something or other. This hillbilly probably, you know, wants something, some SEC school. maybe make a hurricane. I don't feel so bad about that hurricane I made now. All right, we'll get back to this guy in a little bit. We're going to be joined by Greg. It doesn't matter what his name is to you.
His name is Greg.
Sit back and say, watch these damn ass whooping.
That's right. He's from Tampa, and it seems Tampa's got everything rolling right now. Let's hear how the other half lives. We'll do that in just...
Sit back and say, watch these damn ass whooping.
All right, I know you. I know, Cletus. All right, enough. All right, we'll be right back.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
Looking for a place to eat that has a little something for everyone? Come to Route 1 Grill House in Saugus. The most mouth-watering dishes, such as their ribs, steak tips, seafood, and pizzas. Wash it down with their extensive martini list and large selection of draft beer. Route 1 Grill House has a private function room that accommodates up to 70 guests for any function. This is the spot for you and your friends as the weather gets warmer with their outdoor seating. Come on in to the family-owned Route 1 Grill House in Saugus, the perfect place to be.
This is Ty Law, Pro Football Hall of Famer. Have you ever seen 100,000 square feet of pure fun? Come join us at Apex Entertainment in Marlboro. Be amazed at the 30 Luxury Bowling Lane, a multi-level go-kart track featuring car number 24, multi-story laser tag, and more. Apex offers delicious chef-inspired menu with two full bars serving craft and local beer, plus signature cocktails featuring my very own Corbis Vodka, the official vodka of the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Come to Marlboro and visit or check us out at Apex Entertainment.com.